We're going to get started in just a minute, but before we do, I want to talk to you about Anchor by Spotify. It is the easiest way to make a podcast with everything you need all in one place. Let me explain. Anchor has tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. When hosting on Anchor, you can distribute your podcast on listening platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. And best of all, Anchor is totally free. This is what I use for my podcast, and it is fantastic. Download the Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Hello and welcome to the very first episode of the March or Die podcast. My name is Jeremy Stalnicker. Glad to have you with us today. And this is the very first episode of what I hope will be many episodes of the March or Die podcast. I'm going to talk more about that title as we go along. But I want to begin with this question. Here's the question. Maybe it's one that you've been pondering over the last couple of months, maybe more than ever over the last couple of weeks. The question is this: how do you press forward when your world seems to be falling apart? Have you asked yourself that question recently? If not, you probably need to. How do you move forward when your world seems to be falling apart? I think one thing we can all agree on right now is that the world, in a lot of ways, seems to be falling apart. This all began earlier in the year, of course, when we learned about coronavirus, and then we have struggled through everything associated with coronavirus. And for many, it's a personal economic issue or crisis. For others, it's a health issue or crisis. For some, it's both. We have worked through that, and we're beginning to get to the place where we're getting our hands around that and figuring out how to move forward. And now we're dealing with so many other social unrest type of issues in our world following the murder of a black man by a police officer. I think that's something we would all agree is wrong. The response to that has been first peaceful protests and then violent rioting across our country, and we're trying to get our hands around that. We're still struggling with some of the economic and other health issues left over from the coronavirus. We're in a moment in history where, in many ways, it feels like our world is falling apart. But maybe that's not your biggest concern. Perhaps the falling apart of your world is relationships. It's a marriage relationship. It's a relationship with a child or a parent. It's something else. Perhaps it's a job that you had for a long time and now you're moving on. Maybe you're transitioning from one stage of life to another. Whatever it is, you may be experiencing a moment in time where it feels like your world is falling apart. And the question is this: at all moments like this, how do you move forward? That's a great question. We're going to begin answering that question today and in episodes going forward. And really, this is my heart as I bring this podcast to you, is understanding some principles and some really perspectives on how to deal with a world that's not perfect, but how to move forward in spite of what's imperfect in a good way. For those of you that don't know me, again, my name is Jeremy Stalnicker. In my day job, I work for an organization called the Mighty Oaks Foundation. If you found this podcast, you're probably familiar with Mighty Oaks. But we serve veterans and active duty service members and first responders and their families. We've had the privilege of doing this for a number of years and very grateful to be a part of that work. And one thing I've learned in the process of all of that is that every person, a person who seems to be broken, who is struggling, or one who's experienced great success in their life, every person has a story. And tied to that story is an understanding of how to move forward when the world is falling apart. Some people, when the world is falling apart around them, they choose, and this is their story, to stop moving forward. Others decide they want to move forward but don't exactly know how. And through all of it, there are principles that we can use, lessons learned from the lives of others that we can use to understand in our own life how to move forward. Again, as we go through the episodes of this podcast, my goal is to share stories and principles, some military and some not military. You may not love the military. There's some great principles there, some great stories there. I'll use some of my own stories from combat and stories of people that I knew, but other stories, just stories of life and stories of people who have overcome tremendous odds and accomplished great things. And hopefully in all of that, in all of those stories, we'll have some concrete principles that we can use in our lives to help us with whatever it is we're dealing with. I remember as an 18-year-old young man, I was new to military life. I had wanted to be a Marine really as long as I could remember. I grew up in a conservative home, not a military home, so I didn't know a lot about the military. I just knew it was something that I wanted to do. And 18 years old, I ended up at Officer Candidate School in Quantico, Virginia. I was still going through college, but I went through a commissioning program that allowed me to go through Officer Candidate School while I was in college. So I was very young. I was experiencing something brand new, and I kind of pinned that moment in my mind. So the moment I started officer candidate school and began my journey in the Marine Corps. And while I pinned that, I kind of paused that for a second. I can look to the other end of my time in the Marine Corps where I was coming home from combat in Iraq. I had the privilege, and I'll talk more about this, but I had the privilege of serving with the 1st Battalion, 5th Marines in a number of places. But at the end of my time with 1-5, serving in Iraq. We were part of the initial invasion into Iraq in 2003, retrograded home and transitioned out of the military. But I think about those two kind of events. When I started as a young man attending officer candidate school, trying to learn the things I needed to learn to lead Marines, and then a number of years later, almost 10 years later, leading Marines in combat. What an amazing transition took place from the beginning, knowing nothing. I didn't know how to tie my boots. I knew nothing to leading Marines in active combat. And man, what a process that was. I learned some things along the way. And as we begin this series of podcast episodes, there are some maybe some guiding principles that we all need to get a hold of before we can get into the bigger conversation. This is an introductory episode. I don't want to spend a lot of time today talking about these things. Next week, we're going to get into some meat on how to move forward, and I'm excited about that. But I want to give you four things that every person needs before they can begin moving forward. You don't know what's going to happen in your life. Again, if anything has been demonstrated to us in real time over the last several months, it's exactly that. We can be going along fine. We think that things are okay. There's some problems over there, but those will never get to us. We have no idea the impact that these events will have on our lives. Something that happened in Minnesota 2 weeks ago has stirred up so much emotion and so much response in our world. It happened in Minnesota. I had nothing to do with that. And this week in our community, as in many other communities, we had a curfew and there are things going on. Events that happen in one place in the world can have a profound impact on us, and that was a small impact, of course, but other things that we're dealing with and processing through and working through because of what happened. You have no idea what's going to happen in your life. So before you hit the battles, before you hit the difficulties, before you encounter the trials and the things that will keep you from moving forward, you need to have kind of four rules that you hang on to, four things that you know, four things that you understand about what I'll call combat, right? Because life is combat in a lot of ways. I don't want to over-dramatize what you're going through, but sometimes, man alive, the stuff that you're dealing with, the stuff that I deal with, the things that we go through, it's combat, and we're just trying to figure it out. So what are some four things you need to know before you even get into the bigger conversation on how to move forward? Here's what you need. In order to move forward, you need four things. The first thing you need is preparation. Preparation. This is absolutely essential. I enjoy telling a story about a physician, Winston Churchill's personal physician. His name was Lord Moran. That was his moniker. He was given the title of Lord Moran. He was a surgeon. He served, of course, Winston Churchill and his administration for many, many years. But early on in his life as a doctor, he served in the trenches of World War I. Observing trench warfare take place and observing how the soldiers involved in that type of fighting and just the insane life they had to live through that, how many of them responded. Some responded really well and some not so well. Some responded extremely courageously and others not so much. He wrote a book later on entitled The Anatomy of Courage. And what a great story, or a great title for a book. And in The Anatomy of Courage, he breaks down what he kind of concluded were the elements of a courageous life. And in the beginning, he sums it up this way. And the book is great. If you haven't read it, you need to read it. But he sums it up this way. He said this: a man of character in peace is a man of courage in war. A man of character in peace is a man of courage in war. Here's what he was saying. He was saying you need to be prepared before the war, before the battle, before the trial, before the whatever, the difficulty. You need to be prepared before it happens so that you're able to deal with it when it happens. Boy, isn't that a great truth? Wherever you find yourself in life right now, maybe you're in the middle of an active battle. Preparation is too late for that. We need to talk about some other things. We certainly will. But maybe you're at a moment in life where there is relative peace, there is some control. What you need to do right now is prepare. You need to prepare. We're going to talk about some general principles for preparation again as we go forward. But what you need before you move is preparation. Are you prepared? Here's the second thing: you need perspective. You need preparation, but you also need perspective. You need to have clarity of the situation that you find yourself in. Man, oh man, this is where so many struggle. We find ourselves in a situation that is often confusing. They talk about the fog of war and combat. Things are happening so fast and they're happening in so many different places. It's really difficult to figure out exactly what's going on. Life is the same way. And before we can move forward, before we can deal with the struggles and the trials and the difficulties of our life, we have to have the right perspective. So we need to be prepared, preparing for eventualities, preparing for difficulties, preparing for trials. We need to be physically prepared. We need to be mentally and emotionally prepared. We need to be spiritually prepared. But beyond that, we need to take time to get a clarity of the situation that we find ourselves in. We need the right perspective. The next word is this. I started all of these words with P because they're easy to remember. So as you're thinking about moving forward, there's three easy words to remember. The first one is preparation. Be prepared. The second one is perspective. Get clarity on the situation. The third one is this: pursuit. Pursuit. Having prepared and having gained a clarity of the situation, what you need to do is understand how to apply your preparation. That is pursuit. It's pursuing with the preparation and with the tools that you have forward movement, forward momentum. So you take what you've prepared to do and you apply it in the situation you find yourself in. It's amazing how many people who are prepared, they become so overwhelmed by the battle, by the situation that they find themselves in, that they are no longer able to apply what they know. Maybe you've been in this situation. Maybe you've seen someone else in it. But they know what's right. They can tell other people what's right. But when they find themselves in a difficult situation, they have no idea what to do. That's pursuit. We need to learn how to apply the lessons that we prepared ahead of time. The last one is this: perseverance. I love this one. So often the difference between winning and losing, between marching or dying, the difference between finding victory in your life or finding failure and defeat in your life is simply perseverance. It's consistently doing the right thing without quitting. That's it. It's not the perfect that overcome in the battle. It is the persistent. It's the one who continues to push forward. What do you need to press forward? Four things. You need preparation, perspective, pursuit, and perseverance. And if you'll begin building those elements into your life, I'm going to prepare. I'm going to always take the time to get the right perspective. I'm going to take what I've learned, what I've prepared, and apply those to my situation right now. I'm not going to abandon what I know just because things have gotten hard. And I'm going to persevere. If you make those decisions ahead of time, you are well on your way to finding victory in the midst of battle. Next week, we're going to unpack some of these thoughts, and I'll begin telling some stories. And I'm looking forward to the stories we'll share together and hopefully the application of the principles from those stories in our lives. But one lesson I learned in combat is that in life you have really only two choices. You can march or you can die. That's where the name came from. You can march or you can die. This was a unit motto that I was a part of when I was a young lieutenant. And really, that's life. That's it. But understanding how to march is really where we need to spend some time. And we'll talk about these things. I hope they're a help to you. And I really believe they will be. Next week, we will consider the 5 march or die principles. How do I march when it would be easier just to stop and die? I'm looking forward to really producing episodes of this podcast, and we'll go as long as we can. I love talking about these things because there are some great principles that really can help us. And we're in a difficult time in our life. There is no question about that. We're at a difficult moment in time. But this difficult moment in time does not need to get the victory over us or to defeat us. We can march forward if only we will. And I trust that this will be a help to you in your life. This is a podcast for those of you that are watching the live feed of this. Thank you for that. I'd encourage you to go to where you receive podcasts, and this will be uploaded there, and I look forward to sharing that with you as well. And remember, as we end today, and I'll end the same way every week, that when the bullets are flying, you only have 2 choices. Only 2. It's not that complicated. When the bullets are flying in your life, you only have 2 choices. You can march or you can die. But the great thing is you have the power to decide. Thank you, and we'll talk to you next week.
The love of God is immeasurable. It's unchanging. It's indescribable. Because God loves you so much, you can sleep through the night in peace. With Abide Bible Sleep Meditation, you can fall asleep fast with relaxing sleep stories based on Scripture. To start listening now, go to lifeaudio.com or search your favorite podcast app for Abide Bible Sleep Meditation. You can also download the Abide app for more biblical meditations at abide.com.